God, God's been good to me.
Been good to all of us.
And, I sure don't deserve one ounce of his love and his mercy. But I'm sure glad he gets to. I'll tell you. Thank God for everything that he's done for me. Thank God for where he's brought me from. And I sure look forward to where he's going to take me to one day. I'll tell you, I just love the Lord this morning, brother. Thank God for everything that I've got. I tell you, times get tough and you think that you just don't know what's going to happen. And you turn around, God will give you another blessing.
Yeah.
I thank God for all that. Thank God for looking back there and seeing my wife and son.
Yeah.
Tell you, you don't know how it blesses my heart this morning. And I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, if you're lost here today and you're undone, you can come. God will save you this morning. If he's dealing with your heart, you can come. He'll change you in ways that you'll never know. You'll never know what God can do for you until you come. You'll never know. It's just like a gift that you leave unwrapped. If you don't never open that present up, you're never going to know what's in it. I'm so glad I opened that box that morning. I'm so glad I found out what's in it. I tell you what, you can't. Ain't nobody going to take it from me, brother. Thank God for what I'll tell you right now. If you're lost this morning and God's speaking to your heart, I'm going to tell you, you better not turn that away, because you might walk out that door right there. He might not never speak to your heart again. There ain't no guarantees, people. I'm telling you, listen, I left church on a Sunday morning and God dealt with me, and I'm telling you right now, that's the scariest I believe I've ever been in my life, was from that Sunday morning until that Wednesday night when I was underground and gave my life to the Lord.
Man, brother,
and I'm going to tell you something. Hell's a real place. You don't want to go to hell, I'm telling you. But it seems like the longer you stay, the more real things will come to you. Hell, heaven, all that. I mean, it's just more real to you every day.
Yeah.
You don't mean to take up no time, y'all pray for me, because I tell you, I ain't no singer, but I tell you what, I believe wherever I was at, I hope I've got enough sense that if I was called on to say something for the Lord, because of what he's done for me.
Always be ready, brother.
Let's pray for me. What you see before you, I've not always been. I once was so broken and battered by sin. And the story I tell you, it's such a marvelous thing, how love brought together
a beggar and a king.
I traded for riches the rag of my soul. I gave him the pieces and he made me whole. I brought to him nothing, and he gave me everything. He found a beggar, and I found a king.
Yeah.
Now you say it's so hard for you to believe. Well, all I can say is that I agree. Of all the love stories this world has ever seen, there'll never be a greater. How Jesus loved me. I traded for riches the rag of my soul. I gave him the pieces and he made me whole. I brought to him nothing,
yes,
and he found a king.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am a beggar,
right,
and Lord, you're my king.
Noble, you got one? I know Garrett's got three or four.
Bless your heart, brother. Love you, sir.
Brother Jamie's talking about, you know, if you leave, you're lost. You ain't got a promise of another chance, you know, to get right. One night an altar call was made. A sinner boy had strayed. He sat there so lonely without a word to say. Kneel down and ask forgiveness is what the preacher said. For without another warning, you may be called away.
Yeah, right.
The service was just about over. The preacher was so sad.
Amen.
Something's gonna happen. Oh, Lord, I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the choir to sing just one more verse of song. And while they are singing, won't you make heaven your home?
Yeah.
Then slowly from his seat did rise a boy with tear-dimmed eyes. He'd always been hard-hearted and never afraid to die.
Yeah.
But now he's made the sacrifice and gave his heart to God. And now he's up shouting, thank you, dear Lord.
Amen.
Then just a short while later, before he reached his home. Death was on the highway, waiting to carry that young man home. But before he died that night, these last few words I recall. I want to thank you, Lord, for that last altar
call.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Come on, Garrett.
My old brother.
You're free, brother.
Yeah.
Y'all pray for me, huh?
Thank you.
I'm sure you're free.
He's sick and short-winded today.
Bless his heart.
God's got something on my heart, on my heart, man. I've never sung this song before, but I love it. Y'all pray for me.
Bless him, Lord.
God use me.
Yes, sir.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing and hear a still small voice that you just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you on a cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender? How your sins washed away, never meant more to remember. And know that it's real and it's good to know how it feels.
Sure is, brother. Bless him.
And I can't, I don't know, I won't be able to sing it enough.
Bless your heart,
son. Bless I'll try this one. Short-winded today, you know, but I love the Lord.
Yeah,
my Lord, brother.
You've been my life for so long.
Yeah.
You were right, and I was wrong. I can't repay you for all the love you've given me.
That's right.
You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Sing it.
And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. So take my life and make it what you'd have it be.
Yeah.
For I'm your child, and you're my father. I'm the clay, and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Borrow treasures, borrow dreams, all life's joy you've given me. When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile. So come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's only son. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is yours, Lord. So take my life and make it what you'd have me be. For I'm your child, and you're my father. I'm the clay, and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. For I'm your child, and you're my father. I'm the clay, and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Amen.
You know, I'll tell you something today. He is the best thing that ever happened to me. Brother, I was thinking with Brother Goble and him was singing. You know what? We don't have no promise of tomorrow. I remember Brother Mike Johnson. He was going up at church up at Dorton one Sunday. And you know what? He talks about going home that day. And you know what? A short time after he left the church over here on Foggy Mountain, he met his Savior, brother. I'll tell you what. That's how close that we are to eternity. We're one heartbeat and one breath, brother, to meeting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, or facing our eternal judgment in hell, in the lake of fire, where the Bible says the worm dies not. I tell you, I don't know about you, but brother, that's scary to think about that you have to go to a place where that the worm dies not.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you, where the fire is not quenched and the smoke of their torment, the Bible says, will spend up forever and ever. And you know what? There's a little sister said right there behind Sister Jerry not long ago.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think, if I'm not bad mistaken, it's either the next day she had her two kids here, the next day she was killed down here at Island Creek on her way to work.
Yeah.
That's how close you are there.
That's
your destiny. I'll tell you right now, if you're here and God's knocking at your heart, I beg you, my friend, don't put it off.
Amen.
Because this week you can meet your destiny. Lord, and I'll tell you right now, God loves you. And He gave the best He had for you. One without spot or blemish. He suffered and He had a pain.
Amen,
like we had, brother. And you know what? He did it without sin. He went to Calvary, a cross for you and I. Today, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And you know what? I tell you something right now. They try to find fault in Him. Brother Paul almost persuade that King Felix did it. But almost don't get it. You might think, if you want Jesus, you better come and get Him. That's why He's knocking at your door.
Amen.
Because you may not be here next Sunday, but you may not have another opportunity.
Amen,
to give your heart and life to the Lord. And my friend, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes if God called you out in that condition and not knowing Him or not knowing what a sweet spirit He can put down in your heart and your life today. I'll tell you, buddy, it's better
for
me. I've been told today. And I tell you, my friend, you all
look good to me today.
Yeah.
I love you. And you know what? I was born of that love.
Hey,
God put a love in my heart.
Hey,
boy, I tell you, when I walk through that door in the morning like that, bro, I'm just overjoyed.
Hey,
tears start filling my eyes from the love I have for each and every one of you all today.
Hey,
you all are my family.
Yeah.
Brother, I tell you, and I tell you, sometimes, I told Brother Jamie this week, sometimes, brother, you never feel like, Brother Kevin, you're in a place that's not your home.
It's not my home.
And sometimes I get the feeling I'm not at home.
Brother.
You know what? Praise God. I'm not at home. There's coming a day when God's going to take me out of this old world. And boy, I tell you what, by the time I'm here, I want to be a witness and a light to everybody I meet that, that they may see Jesus in me. Not what I can do, for I'm nothing apart from Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I tell you right now, my friend, let me tell you, if you're here today and God's knocking at your heart, don't turn him away. Please don't turn him away. Give him your heart and life. And he'll make a change in you. I've never heard nobody, Brother Jamie, say they regret giving their life to the Lord. Because I tell you, I come down to the last cousin's house today. They drink 7 days a week. And I don't mean this. I pray for them. God forgive them. I come down by there this morning. I said, now this ain't God's spirit all over me. And I said to myself, if they could just feel what I feel right now, they'd say, I would throw that bottle as far as they could get.
Amen.
And I love each and every one of you all.
Amen.
I like to know I've been to church, don't you?
Amen.
Brother Mick said he preached up there on the night on the Valley of Dry Bones. And that's a lot of churches today, the Valley of Dry Bones.
That's right.
Dry, dead, and divided. That's a lot of churches.
Right.
I like somewhere man can feel free, brother, and get up and sing, and preach, and have a good time with the Lord. I like to know I've been to church.
Amen.
And feel something down in your soul.
Amen.
You know, brother said he don't feel his home anymore. If you're a Christian, you feel like you're out of place here in this world that we live in.
We are,
you do. You don't have the same interests as people around you. Things that happen to you bother you. That happens all the way around you. It bothers you. If you're a Christian, it ought to bother you. If it don't bother you, you need to get on an altar somewhere and pray. I believe we got too used to the dark that's around us anymore. Things just happen in our world. Nothing shocks us anymore, does it? You go home today and turn on your TV, and if they said a wild man went in somewhere and killed 200 people with a machete, it would not shock not one person in here. It really wouldn't. And that's the world that we live in. You got your Bible this morning, turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2. The Lord's going to put this message on my heart here. I've never preached on this before, touched on it before, but we was doing Sunday school a few weeks ago about the Lord's Christmas tree, the blossoms in the Lord's Christmas tree. A little old woman, Brother Garrett, jumped out at me named Rahab. I began to study, and God gave me a message on this. I believe it'll help somebody here today if you'll listen. You say, Brother, when you preach, you get up and you preach and say things. Listen, if you think right now is the only time I've opened up my Bible all week long, hey, let me tell you something. God's just going to give me what I'm about to say today. Now listen, God gives me what I'm going to say. I don't read off no notes or nothing I've pinned out. But if you don't read your Bible and study, and I hope that right now ain't the only time you've opened up your Bible or thought about the things of God too. If not, listen, you might not receive what you need to receive from God. But here's a surefire way, listen, young Christians, here's a surefire way that you'll be all right, that you'll be all right with God. Number one, every day, read your Bible, listen to preaching, do something, whatever, and no matter what, squeeze it in your schedule to listen to a preaching CD, read your Bible, do something. If it's just 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is, get that in your mind. Every day, pray to God. Talk to God. Have fellowship with Him. No matter what, no matter where, have prayer with God, okay? Do those things. Here's the third thing. Be in a fellowship of a church house of believers where you can get support and encouragement, where you can hear the Word of God. If you'll do those three things right there, you'll be all right. You'll stay right with me. You'll have bad times and good times, but you'll be all right. But you quit praying, you quit getting into God's Word, You lay out of church, buddy, you'll be awful. I'm telling you right now. I don't care, you might be able to shout the victory now, but you do that, I'll tell you, you'll get in a mess. I'm telling you, you will. Joshua chapter 2, let's look at verse 9. Bible says, and as she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you come out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. Look down at verse 18. Behold, when we come into this land, this is the men talking to her, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head. And we will be guiltless. Whosoever shall be within the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, we will be quit of thine oath which thou hast made unto us. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line, that's a red line, in the window. She bound a scarlet thread or a red line and she hung it out of her window. Well, who am I talking about? I'm talking about a woman in the Bible here by the name of Rahab. When you hear Rahab, her other part that goes with her name is the harlot. And a harlot is a prostitute. A harlot is not a very good person whatsoever. Where are we at in the Bible right here is Moses had died, folks. Look up here and listen. Work it, listen. I'm working it, preaching. Look up here and listen. Look here. Moses had died and Joshua had took over, listen, as God's commander. And he's getting ready to go from the wilderness into the promised land. And in Joshua chapter 1 in this book, God sets up Joshua as the leader. And listen to what Joshua does. Joshua says we need to go spy out of this land called Jericho, or this city called Jericho. And we're going to go down and look at this heavily fortified city. Listen, it had a big old wall all around it. I'll get to that in a minute. Hey, but listen, I'm going to tell you. So Joshua sent out two spies unto the city of Jericho to spy out the land, to see what they need to do. Don't you know that God always sends out, God bless your heart, spies in your life. He sends out two spies every day. There's two spies to your soul that are sitting here today. One's called your conscience and another's called your memory. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2 that the Gentiles who knew not the law made a law unto themselves whereby their conscience excusing or excusing them in the matter. What do you think tells people that it's wrong to commit murder? That it's wrong to have adultery? It's wrong to steal? God put that in your heart, sir. God put that in your heart, man. He imprinted it on your conscience, which gives a warning to you that something ain't right.
Amen.
He sent two spies, that conscience and that memory right there. Two in the Bible is always a number of witness. Two spies was a witness. And God always is going to provide a witness to the people. If you die, sure, and go to hell, you're going to die rejecting the witness that the Lord has put out. Young lady, if you die and bust hell wide open, you're going to die rejecting the witness that God has given you.
and the witness of the conscience is one. And thank God for the witness of a memory. You see, the conscience, and what it does is rebuke you. But the memory of Brother Timmy, he'll remind you of some things.
Yeah.
And God put that in the heart. What makes you different than a dog, than a cat, is you've got a knowledge of yourself.
Right.
You know
that's
yourself.
Amen.
And you have a knowledge that there is a God.
Amen.
You may not know how to get there, but you know that there is a
that's
God.
Right.
And you have
yeah.
these things, a God imprinted down in your mind and in your heart.
Amen.
Upon every man, a woman, boy, girl, that has ever been born.
That's right.
The presence of the witness is there.
Amen.
Now they go down there in Jericho, and you know that the witness, listen, they was there, and the king of Jericho wanted them out. The king of Jericho wanted them out and wanted them out fast. And the king of Jericho, I believe, represents the devil. I'm going to tell you right now, the devil tried his best to keep some of you from listening to the preaching.
Yeah.
And the Jericho, he said, look here, put out the spies. We've shut up the land. We don't want them in. There's a lot of buildings today. They don't want
to
in them.
Right.
They'll
right.
shut it up.
Yeah.
And give it a little more. And no more.
Amen.
The church of the frozen chosen.
That's right.
Bunch of
that's
Ezekiel. Right. Listen, they're grinding.
Amen.
We need God.
Amen.
Power.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Than we ever did.
Amen.
And Jericho, he said, I want them out. I want these witnesses out of here. That's what the devil does. Some of you, you're going to hear God's message today. It's going to convict your heart.
Right.
And as soon as you get out that door and turn on your radio,
that's right.
You'll listen to yep. ungodly field.
Yep.
Or just find out on the internet somewhere. And that word has been sowed in your heart. Hey, the devil, the king of Jericho, he'll come and smash it out of there.
Yep.
So that don't take a root and a hold in your life.
Yeah, right. That's good. That's
right. Did you know that?
Yep.
They went to Rahab's house. She's mentioned in the book of Hebrews. She's mentioned in the book of James.
Yep.
She's mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Well, who's Rahab? Listen, let me tell you about Rahab. She's a harlot. Hey, Rahab's wicked as wicked gets.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you, Rahab didn't grow up in Sunday school.
No.
Rahab didn't grow up hearing the old songs. Rahab didn't grow up knowing the things of God.
Amen.
Some of you, there ain't going to be no excuse for you.
Yeah.
You've grown up in the things of God.
Yeah.
You know the little Bible stories. Hey, but this year, that you put it away. But Rahab was a wicked vile sinner. What do you mean, preacher? She lived in sin. She was a harlot or a prostitute. She lived for sin. That's what she lived
that's
for.
Right.
And she lived to sin. That's what she lived for.
Yeah.
She lived in it. She lived for it. And yeah. she lived, buddy.
That's right.
To do it. She
yeah,
was a violent of all sinners.
Yeah.
No, listen, you don't know how I did. What a wicked sinner. Old Rahab was, you think I've been too bad, preacher, to get saved and for God to clean me up. Oh no, you wait till we get to the end of this. If God ties it up for me, like you did, I'm studying. Oh, look here, I don't care how bad you've been. I don't care what
yeah.
you've been.
Yeah.
I don't care how filthy you may have been. God loves you.
Yes,
he shed blood for you.
Yes,
he'll clean
right.
you up. I'm telling you, he's listening. God specializes in putting together
broken
pieces.
That's right.
You say, give me time, preacher, to pray away my sin. Let me tell you, that's not in the Bible.
No, sir.
I know some preacher said that, but he told you a lie.
Told you a lie.
I said that God's working through.
Everybody's a liar.
You can't pray your sin away.
No.
You can't work yourself.
No, sir.
You get on the call when God convicts you.
Amen.
And
he
draws you
right.
to another prayer.
Amen. That's right.
You can pray your sin away. Jesus died in vain for you.
That's right.
He did. He didn't die for you because you just prayed your sin away.
That's right.
Blood.
That's right.
So you don't need Jesus' blood.
I need
it. I need it every day.
Yeah. Every day.
I need it. Oh, they have. She's as vile, Brother Jamie. She's as wicked as she can be. She's a prostitute. And in those days, they mixed her religion with that practice. These men would go to the temple, and maybe she was one that would set things up, or whatever the case may be. I want you to get the picture in your mind. She was as wicked as wicked did, and she lived on the wall. Now, what's this? Jericho had two walls around it. Both walls, 30 feet high. The outer wall was 6 feet thick. The inner wall was 12 feet thick. In between the two walls is where her house was. In between those two massive walls that nobody had ever penetrated. And no doubt she thought, I'm safe right here inside these walls. But judgment is coming down the road. The whole street of the horses are coming down the road. And judgment, some of you right now, you sit between the walls of your own religion. You sit in the comfort of your own safety, snuggled between the walls. Oh, but let me tell you, judgment.
That's
the walls ain't going to stand.
Oh,
God's people.
That's
Amen.
Amen.
Some of you may be, listen, some of you may be thinking, well, I cried a few little tears down the altar somewhere, and you ain't never been born again. Some of you may be putting it on your baptism. You get right with God, you need to be baptized. But water don't do nothing.
That's
right. I tell you something, water ain't going to save nobody.
Blood.
If you're saved, you want to go to the water.
Water.
Are you listening to me? But that ain't going to save nobody. You know, listen, taking foot washing and communion that we do here ain't going to save nobody. Do you know having your name on the membership of this book or any church book for that matter ain't going to save? There's a lot of people today, they think because their name's on the book, because they can hum like this or hum like that.
That's right.
God Almighty, I'm going to tell you, you'll hum it all the way to hell.
All the way to hell.
Oh, God. Anybody, listen, you're not going to get in. You're not going to lean on those things. You'll get in by the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't be hanging on those things. You ain't coming on that way. You ain't coming on that terms and get right with God. You'll let them things go.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I don't care how bad you've been.
Exactly.
So here she was, brother. That's the kind of place she's in. It's a dry come. They serve something up. You know what she said? She said, oh, we heard about you.
Yeah.
Oh, she had great fear. I fell upon them.
Yeah.
I wish she had them spies. Hey, listen, great fear.
Yeah.
On her. Let me tell you, you'll not get saved until you get free.
Amen.
And listen, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is forgiven.
Right.
Somebody said, I don't fear God. He's like a daddy to me. Oh, bless God, she's so ignorant to say such a thing. Hey, listen, God ain't like you, and He ain't like me.
Amen.
The old man upstairs, he ain't our so good old buddy. He's God.
Amen.
I like Him. And you better fear Him with everything in you.
That's right.
Are you listening to me this morning? Listen, here she was. She heard. Oh, she said, behold, listen, we heard about you. Hell, how what God had done.
Yeah.
She said, how He dried up the waters for your people. We heard about the great battles that your God fought and all the victories that your God done. Oh, she had great fear upon her. I'm going to tell you something. She had heard about the things of God. And she was already, Brother Garrett, a prime right to get right with God. Because fear had set up upon her. I want to tell you, somebody said gospel went in there and killed all them people. All them children died. And a God of love. Oh, why would He do that? I go, would you read your Bible? I'm telling you, if you read your Bible, people, it'll help you.
It'll
help me out. In Genesis 15, He told Abraham, He said, I'm going to give you that land, Abraham. Abraham said, well, that's God, let's go get it.
Yeah.
And God said, no, not right now. He said, because the iniquity of the Amorites is not full yet.
I'm
not going to bring judgment upon that land for 400 more years.
That's right.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
God gave them 400 years to get right. He's long suffering. Now they're ripe for judgment.
Yeah.
Some of you, He's give you a long time to get right.
That's exactly
you're just right.
That's good, brother. That's good.
The United States of America, he's given us years
and years
to get right. We're right for judgment.
Yeah.
Now, I know this ain't just a popular preaching. I know this don't make you feel warm and fuzzy. But I'm telling you right now, we're right for judgment in this country.
Yep.
And if Eastern Kentucky, Brother Nick, is the Bible Belt, we need a buckle big as this table.
Amen,
if our pants fell down a long time ago,
amen.
We saw our shame in Eastern Kentucky. We ain't got enough God in this area to blow the fuzz off peaches.
That's right.
Other people had heard too.
That's right.
This was something that set up on her. Oh, she said, please, please give us a chance. Oh, we need to, hey, please, listen, give us a token that we're going to be all right. You come on down that verse. One of the spies said, behold. What's that mean? That means set up. Pay attention. That means I'm about to preach. Something to you.
Yeah.
I'm about tired of these places. They have took the pulpit out and they got a little stool and they stepped there in their Hawaiian shirt and their flip-flops.
Talk about this.
That's between you and God.
Yep.
You don't have to leave out if you're not right with God.
That's right, brother.
If you're finding fault right now, listen, you're probably under conviction.
That's right.
What's wrong with you?
That's exactly right.
If you're finding fault with something around you, it's probably because I preach to you 100% the Word of God. Right?
Amen.
And listen now, so if you're in fault and you're rolling your eyes about something, it's because you probably got some conviction set up in your life and God's showing you some mercy and God's showing you some grace and God's being long-suffering to you. I will tell you, and you better be listening. It's a good thing when God gives you conviction.
That's
because
right,
He's
brother.
Giving you permission to get right with Him. Outside of that, you ain't get right
you ain't
with God. Unless He gives you permission.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. A token for you. And listen, all you need to do is take this little token out here. It's just a red thread. If I had the title of this message, it'd be hanging my thread. There she is. She's got a little red thread, brother. And she hangs out for it on. They said, look here. You'll be all right when judgment comes. Just hang that little thread out the window. And everybody that's under the house, that's under that thread, they're going to be all right. But if they come outside the door, out from under that thread, judgment is going to fall on them.
Right.
Oh, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying it's all through the scripture. God's had that red crimson glow.
Right.
He's had that thread hanging out. From Abel, who had that more excellent sack of ice, to Noah, who pitched the ark, with in without.
Yeah.
He saved from judgment in the Exodus when they put the blood on the top of the ark and on the lintels. Everybody was under that roof that was under the blood was saved.
Amen.
God said, don't put no blood on the threshing floors, the fresh threshold. Because you're not going to walk on the blood of God.
No, sir.
You're not going to trample on it. It'll be on the side of you. It'll be above you, buddy. You ain't going to walk
on
the blood.
Right, brother.
He says, you hang the thread, buddy. He says, you hang the thread out the window. And when judgment coming, and it's going to come, Now listen, you stay right in there behind that.
Yeah.
And she did just what they told her to do. And everybody that stayed inside her place, and we'll tell you the Bible says in chapter 3, then in chapter 4, hey, watch this. In chapter 3 and chapter 4, they come in, they marched around them walls of Jericho. They were so big, I just told you how big he was. I just told you how high he was. I just told you how wide he was. They so big chariots would go across on the top. Although when God's people went there and marched around for 7 days,
yeah.
And in the seventh day, marched around 7 times and blow the trumpets. Hey, bless your heart. The walls come tumbling down. Not out, not in. The walls come tumbling down. And judgment came upon Jericho.
Yeah.
Amen.
Except for one real bad sinner's house who had a token there of a red cord, which represents the blood. She got peace because she was in there.
Yes, good, brother.
Did y'all, you know something else too? She was preserved in there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep.
Hey, listen, if you're saved by the grace of God, the devil can't come in there and snatch natural salvation away from you. Are you hearing me? If that's the case, we'd all die and go to hell. Because he's stronger than all of us and he's smarter. He just come there while we're asleep and snatch it away.
Yeah.
And trick us out of it.
Yep.
But you're saved and you're kept by the power of God under the blood. You need to stay under the blood, friend. You need to stay under the cord. You need to stay there. Because if you get out from behind that, you're going to be in some bad trouble.
Amen.
Oh, when justice falls.
Amen.
That's right.
Now, she's mentioned 3 times in the New Testament. Some of y'all was in Sunday school. You remember her name means wide. What, remember that, Brother James,
yeah.
In the school?
Amen.
5 women listed in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Women ain't never missing in genealogies in the Bible. But 5 women's mentioned in the genealogies of Jesus Christ.
Yep.
One of them is Rahab. Her name means wide. Boy, you say, that's an awful rude name to name a woman. Wide. Broad. That's what her name means. Wide. But I look at that, Brother Bunny, and I say, listen, how wide is it? I don't care, listen, how bad you are. Hey, listen, when he shed his blood on the cross, hey, listen, the door is wide open right now.
Amen.
He said, whosoever will, let him come. I don't care how bad you've been or how good you think you are, but whosoever
that's
will.
Right.
And I believe Rahab is a picture of just how wide the door open that he'll take any at all that believe in him.
Amen.
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 In Hebrews,
amen.
In Hebrews 11.
That's good, brother.
Hebrews 11 is the hall of faith.
Hall of faith.
She's mentioned that David ain't mentioned in Hebrews 11. Rahab's mentioned in Hebrews 11.
Yeah.
Prostitute. Hey, in Matthew 1, she's wise. That means everybody that wants to, this is big enough, the door's big enough to take you all in.
That's good.
No matter what, from one point to another, how bad you are, how good you are. But in Hebrews 11, she's a witness. Hey, she's a witness there. That if you believe and take God at His word, God will save you. What do you mean? Hey, she said, I need something. They said, take this thread. Boy, it's something little. But they said, you knew what God said. And she did it. Some of you, you're going to die and go to hell because you won't take God at His word.
That's right.
And she's mentioned in James chapter 2. When he said, was not Rahab the harlot? James said, justified by her works. Oh, Brother Kevin. There you go. You got to work this way in. No, you don't. Listen to me, people. I told this before. You got faith in this arm. You got works in this arm. It's an oar. You're in a boat. You're in a boat. You can go like this, brother, in that boat. With your faith. And you ain't going to get nowhere.
Down, around, around.
Yep. You can put that now, take your works, and you ain't going to go nowhere.
That's right.
Let me tell you something.
Both
if you get saved by the grace of God, you're not going to get saved by works. But Ephesians 2:8-9-10 says this, for by grace are you saved through faith and not yourself. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. I believe it says this in about 10. It says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Unto good works. If you're saved by the grace of God, you're going to have the faith in this hand, you're going to have the works in this hand, and you're going to get
water
down the river. And Rahab put her faith in action and at work.
Amen.
By what you believe.
Amen.
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 Hey, something else there too. Rahab married a man. And they had a little boy. Guess what that little boy's name was? Boaz.
Yep.
Well, who's that, Brother Kevin? Well, Boaz is in the book of Ruth.
Yes, sir.
And a little old Moabitess by the name of Ruth, she's a Moabitess, and she goes down and follows her mother-in-law, Naomi.
Yep.
And she goes down, and she has no reason nor right to be there in the land. Are you listening to me
this
morning?
That's right,
brother. Oh, listen, Boaz is down there, and he takes eye of old Ruth. Oh, Boaz's mommy's name's Rahab. I mean, he knows just what a bad person his mommy come out of.
That's right.
Here's Ruth the Moabitess, and they was pretty mean people.
Yeah.
Now listen, and he liked that woman named Ruth.
Yeah.
But there was one problem. He wasn't a near kinsman redeemer. She had somebody else. So read Ruth chapter 4 again.
Yeah.
It's just in the Bible. I'm just not getting this up.
Amen.
This is in Ruth chapter 4. So he goes and gets all the people out. And he says, look here. Here's Ruth. She come with Naomi. Who wants to redeem her? And one man said, I'm her near kinsman redeemer. He said, but I don't want nothing to do with her because she'll mar my inheritance. And old Boaz said, I want her.
Yeah.
I want to redeem her unto myself. I'm going to tell you, old Boaz knew what God did for Rahab. He knew what God would do for Ruth. And he said, I don't care about my inheritance.
That's
I want her. I'll clean her up. I'll redeem her.
Yeah.
And she'll be mine.
Yeah.
They have a child named Obed.
Yeah.
Obed has a child named Jesse.
Jesse.
Jesse has a little boy. David.
Yes, sir.
And David.
Amen.
Who stand up the throne that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to sell.
Amen.
Someday.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what that means for me, preacher. You might be a Rahab in here. I'm going to tell you. Hey, listen, some of you in here, you think my life has been wrecked too bad, I've been too bad. You might be like Rahab in there. There might be a David out there somewhere, your family somewhere. Did you know that?
That's good, brother.
Huh? You know that? Although the devil's marred me, he's done this, that for me. Surely there's nothing God can do for me. There might be a David out there somewhere. Hey, listen, all God's wanting you to do is come in faith, believe in, and let God make a difference in your life. I'm going to tell you, there's people that are born, hey, listen, they don't know who their daddy is. Oh, their mommy's a strung out crackhead. But that little old boy, little girl, it'll grow up. It'll get in the right place. God will save it out of a mess and do something great in its life. I'm telling you, God specializes in cleaning up a mess that we made.
Amen. Amen.
His grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Let's stand this morning. Somebody needs to get saved this morning.
Yep. Amen.
Somebody needs to get saved this morning. Brother Glenn, will you sing Amazing Grace? Let's sing Amazing Grace. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I don't know why. I just had grace on my mind this morning. Listen, like Rahab the harlot received the grace of God. Nothing was, she didn't deserve it. She's a wicked sinner. But listen, God had mercy and grace on her. As he's saying right now, can you make a move for God? God dealing with your heart, brother. What you saying? Everybody look at them.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
God's speaking to your heart right now, friend. Oh, I tell you,
I
believe God's speaking to people in here, Brother Nick. Won't you come right now? God's speaking to your heart right now. Are you hearing your loss? As much as raise your hand and say, praise for me, preacher. I'm lost. God bless those hands in the building. You sing this song right here. Won't you think about this song? Think about where you're at with God. I'm not going to come back to you. I'm not going to pull you down. God knows who you are. There's others in here speaking. They can't raise their hand. Well, there's brothers and sisters on the altar right now. Brothers on the altar right now praying. Won't you come? God speaking to you. Are you tapping on those secured walls of Jericho? Huh? They're not going to hold you up, friend. You say, I'm a pretty good old boy, pretty good old girl. And don't cut it. And don't cut it. Are you counting on that?
Bible says to examine your life. Examine yourself, see where you're at. Where you at with God. Well, they come preaching. You say, Brother Kevin, what you have? She had a red scarf. Okay, that's all it was. I'd say the world looked at that and said, what's she doing? That's so stupid, hanging out her window like that. That's so dumb, hanging out that little red thread like that. What she think that red thread's going to do? Paul, but listen, when judgment came, she was saved. She was saved. Red. No doubt people going by here right now saying, what are they doing in there? Why's he getting all red faced and sweating and going on like that? Or why are people praying and singing and lifting hands up? It might seem awful silly right now, but I tell you, when judgment comes, you'll would to God that you come to know God as your personal Savior. You'll come to say, I wish I hadn't held on to the walls of Jericho. I wish I hadn't held on to the security of religion. I wish I hadn't held on to a church membership. I wish I'd come to know Him for my personal Savior as myself. Listen, I'm going to tell you today, friend, come off the wall and come to know God as your Savior. You hang it on. You hang it on.
We need
every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around. You're here and you're lost. You want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, everybody's not looking. We'll give you an opportunity to come forward. You want to come forward and ask for prayer? That's fine. You can go back to your seat. You want to come forward and say, I want to get saved. Or maybe you want to just come and pray. We'll give you that opportunity now. Anybody? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you gathered us here today, God. God, thank you for the meeting that we had here today. Thank you, God, for the songs, the testimonies. Thank you for this beautiful family that came and dedicated a little child to you, Father. We thank you for that, Father. I thank you that you put us here in this little church, Father, with our brothers and sisters. God, I thank you for your word, Father. God, anybody in here, Father, that's lost, and you know who they are, lift up hands, God. Pray, God, Lord, that you convict them. Draw them, God, to you somewhere, Father. Help them, God. Give them strength and understanding. Be long-suffering with them, Father. Be merciful, God. I love you so much, Lord. Thank you, God, for all that you do for us, Lord. We love you so much. We're so unworthy. We don't need it, Lord. We don't deserve it, Lord. But we can't do nothing without you, Father. Thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, friend. Listen. We give an invitation as part of a service. We set aside a portion in the service as an invitation. I remember Brother Goble and Sister Tanya. It wasn't an invitation time after church, but
amen.
God was inviting them. God opens up the invitation, folks.
Right.
God closes the invitation to your heart, okay? When God opened up the invitation to you, you need to get right with God, okay?
Amen,
God loves you. Get with somebody, pray with them. I thank God for each and every one of you that have made it out here today. Church, I'm back on schedule Wednesday at Bible study. We're in the book of Acts. Brother Nick's got the kids over here in the youth group, and they're going to be doing some things, teaching them about prayer and all that. And so you bring your kids out if you want to for that, and they'll learn something. It'll help them. It'll be a blessing to them in their life. Come out to Bible study. You say, what do you do down there? Well, we just don't read the Bible and look at each other, folks. We teach the Bible.
Yeah.
Try to teach you good sound doctrine. Try to get you some feet under you so you'll learn and so you know what you believe in. You grow stronger that way.
Yeah.
And I know some people work late, can't make it, but if you can make it out, I'm telling you, it'll be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
We're in the book of Acts, chapter 9. We're going into somebody by the name of Saul, who's going to become Paul, who's going to write 14 letters in this Bible right here. What a dramatic change that he made. You think you're a sinner, what you hear about him?
Yeah.
He's bad. But he wrote 14 books of the Bible. So God's grace is always sufficient.
Yeah.
I love each and every one of you. I really do. Let's get a good fellowship song and let's fellowship one with another. I love you here. Thank you for, and let's pray for the ones that that couldn't be here today. Pray for our service next week. I'll be out. Invite somebody to church to come and Sunday school at 10. Service at 11. I love each and every one of you. Let's get a song of fellowship. Us fellowship one with another, and we'll be dismissed.
I'll fly away.
I'll fly to a party.
I'm going to say